How would you like a grape, little tortoise? How would you like to be an abomination in the nethermost pit of chaos? Said the tortoise. The crows, who had fled to the outer walls, took off again to a rendering of The Way of the Infidel is a Nest of Thorns. Brother opened his eyes and took his fingers out of his ears again. The tortoise said, I'm still here. Brother hesitated. It dawned on him very slowly that demons and succubi didn't turn up looking like small old tortoises. There wouldn't be much point. Even Brother Numrod would have to agree that when it came to rampant eroticism, you could do a lot better than a one-eyed tortoise. I didn't know tortoises could talk, he said. They can't, said the tortoise. Read my lips. Brother looked closer. You haven't got any lips, he said. No, nor proper vocal cords, agreed the tortoise. I'm doing it straight into your head. Do you understand? Gosh! You do understand, don't you?
No.
The tortoise rolled its eye. Oh, I should have known. Well, doesn't matter. I don't have to waste time on gardeners. Go and fetch the top man right now.
Top man? Said Brother. He put his hand to his mouth. You don't mean Brother Numrod?
Who's he? Said the tortoise.
The master of the novices.
Oh, me, said the tortoise. No,
it went on in a sing-song imitation of Brother's voice. I didn't mean the master of the novices. I mean the high priest, or whatever he calls himself. I suppose there is one.
Brother nodded blankly. High priest, right, said the tortoise. High priest? High priest?
Brother nodded again. He knew there was a high priest. It was just that while he could just about encompass the hierarchical structure between his own self and Brother Numrod, he was unable to give serious consideration to any kind of link between Brother the novice and the Cenobiarch. He was theoretically aware that there was one, that there was a huge canonical structure with the high priest at the top and Brother very firmly at the bottom, but he viewed it in the same way as an amoeba might view the chain of evolution all the way between itself and, for example, a chartered accountant. It was missing links all the way to the top.
I can't go asking the... Brother hesitated. Even the thought of talking to the Cenobiarch frightened him into silence. I can't ask anyone to ask the High Cenobiarch to come and talk to a tortoise.
Turn into a mud leech and wither in the fires of retribution, screamed the tortoise.
There's no need to curse, said Brother. The tortoise bounced up and down furiously.
That wasn't a curse, that was an order. Oh, I am the great god Om.
Brother blinked. Then he said, No, you're not. I've seen the great god Om. He waved a hand, making the shape of the holy horns, conscientiously. And he isn't tortoise-shaped. He comes as an eagle, or a lion, or a mighty bull. There's a statue in the great temple. It's 7 cubits high. It's got bronze on it and everything. It's trampling infidels. You can't trample infidels when you're a tortoise. I mean, all you could do is give them a meaningful look. It's got horns of real gold. Where I used to live, there was a statue 1 cubit high in the next village, and that was a bull, too. So that's how I know you're not the great god, holy horns, Om. The tortoise subsided.
How many talking tortoises have you met?
It said sarcastically.
I don't know, said Brother.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, they might all talk, said Brother conscientiously, demonstrating the very personal kind of logic that got him extra melons. They just might not say anything when I'm there.
I am the great god Om, said the tortoise, in a menacing and unavoidably low voice, and before very long you are going to be a very unfortunate priest. Go and get him.
Novice, said Brother.